Back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, we're talking with Pawnee Mental Health Executive Director Robin Cole here, and she's got some other highlights that she'd like to share with us.
Yes, of course. The legislature's back in session, and the Association of Community Mental Health Centers was invited to present our top two key budget items or two key budget priorities to the governor for this session. And what we focused on was a couple of things related to just the availability of the resources to be able to do the things that we need to do in our communities. The association is backing the idea of Medicaid expansion, and I think for those who've been following this in the news, they know that the governor, along with the Senate Majority Leader Jim Denning, did reach an agreement on Medicaid expansion, and they had 22 co-sponsors in the Senate. And so it looks like there's a good likelihood that the state of Kansas may join other states that have expanded their Medicaid programs. And so the Association of Community Mental Health Centers is standing in support of that. They're also standing in support of adding, of basically bringing our funding back up to the 2006 levels based on the Consumer Price Index for the Midwest. And so what that would include would be adding $8.2 million to the state Community Mental Health Center contracts. And those are contracts that were established under mental health reform, and mental health reform occurred with the idea that people would be served in their local communities rather than out of their home communities and in the state psychiatric hospitals. And so it seems fair to me that our funding would be brought up to 2006 levels. I don't want to ask you for your opinion on that, but, you know, I just it makes sense that we should, you know, all of the other costs have gone up. Staffing costs, you know, if we tried to pay our staff what they were making in 2006, that probably wouldn't go over very well. Or if we only wanted to pay the utility company the rates they were paying, or they were charging us in 2006, that probably wouldn't go over very well either, would it? So it's, you know, the mental health centers are asking for that additional funding so that we can provide the services that our communities need and to be adequately resourced to do that. I think what I'd like to spend the last couple of minutes on is just talking about a couple of events where we're going to be out in the community. February 1st, Manhattan Town Center is having a community fair. We always like to be out there so that we're, you know, there in the town center. We've got information that's available. We're able to talk with people who are curious about what kind of services are provided at Pawnee Mental Health. We also have our second annual Pancakes for Pawnee coming up, and that will be on Tuesday evening, February 25th. That is known by many people as Fat Tuesday. It's the Tuesday before Ash Wednesday, or the Lent season that starts. And so that event will be at Early Edition Restaurant. The Early Edition hosted the event last year. It was an amazing event. If you haven't been out to Early Edition and tried their pancakes, you've got to do that. The pancakes are bigger than a plate. Mm-hmm. And so this will be the second year that they're sponsoring this fundraising event for us. Again, it'll be Tuesday, February 25th. From 4:30 to 7:30. Last year, we recognized that we had a lot of people coming in at that earlier 4:30 hour. We weren't planning to start serving pancakes until 5, but there were a sizable number of people who were hungry at 4:30. And so we decided to go ahead and get started a little bit early this year. Tickets are $8 a piece, and with that $8, you get one of those plate-sized early edition pancakes, a couple of sausages, drinks, and then if that's not enough to fill you up, Early Edition will give you another pancake. So tickets are on sale. We also have sponsorships available for businesses or individuals who would like to help us sponsor that event, and please come check it out.
All right. Sounds good. Looking forward to that, and we'll definitely check that out here. February 25th is when that is. Robin Cole, thank you so much for being here.
Yep, it's great to be here. Thanks a lot.
All right, that'll do it here for In Focus. Tomorrow we'll be chatting with Riley County Police Department Director Dennis Butler.